Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
It's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sarah's out. We are here live, though. We're looking for fall interns, so if you're in school and you'd like to come and work with us and get a look at radio, and, you know, it's certainly a possibility. We'd love to have you. You can send an email to Yuzette. You got to send a cover letter and some kind of a resume?
Resume. Mm-hmm.
To Yuzette@RadioAlice.com. That's UZETTE@RadioAlice.com.
And the hours are 5 a.m. to 10 a.m., 2 to 3 times a week, Monday through Friday.
That seems to be the biggest issue the kids have is the hours.
Getting here.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and it's a paid internship, too, so that's an incentive.
You're paid, so quit your bitching.
I did it for free.
That's right. When Bryn was doing his internship, he had to do it for free.
Happily, though, I really enjoyed it.
You did like Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
Yeah, I did for a while, though. I think
and
I
lucky you now.
Double up on semesters and try to get as much of radio as I could before I got my foot deep.
Yeah.
It was fun. Had a great time.
And look at you now.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got the steering wheel of the whole show this morning.
So if the train wreck happens, it's my fault.
Right.
So it is about 10 minutes after 7, and we're going to do celebrity trash.
Yeah, we're going to have Hooman start us off.
All right. So Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth are always in the news, and it's mostly because everyone keeps thinking they're going to break up. Because they haven't tied the knot. So
it's so funny how that creates somehow this weird interest. Like, you haven't married, so is something wrong? Are you against marriage?
Are you breaking up?
Yeah, what the God? Don't you have enough troubles in your own life?
Well, the reason I did this story is because, you know, both you and Bryn are engaged and living in sin.
Right.
And these two were engaged back in 2016. And this was a symbol of their commitment. But now Miley's like, this is enough. I don't want to get married.
Oh, good on her.
This engagement is a big enough symbol of our commitment to one another. And we'll just leave it right here. How do you guys feel about this? I mean, this seems to be at the place where both of you are at.
I'll tell you in a second. Let me ask you a question. As the most godly person on the show.
Play my song. Yeah.
Nobody can say no.
And probably the Nobody person who's been to more weddings than anybody on the show.
Yes.
All of us put together.
My question to you is, what is the right amount of time to court before you propose? First, that's the first question.
It's a two-parter.
Mm-hmm. What is the right amount of time?
Let me write this down. Okay.
You don't need to. Go ahead and answer that part. What is the right amount of time to court before you propose?
I think you should date for at least 1 year.
And should you live together prior to marriage?
Well, statistically, I'm just going to tell you, the odds of you getting divorced are higher if you live together first. I know everyone hates that stat, but
from heavyermetal.net.
It's the truth.
And what is the proper amount of time for the, I guess you'd call that the engagement phase? Now you've proposed, but you're not married yet. What's the right amount of time in between the proposal and the wedding day?
I'd say between... Well, the thing about the wedding is you have to give people time. You have to give everyone notice that you're having a wedding.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
that if you've got like badass spontaneous friends who are super cool,
like you.
That's right. I'd say
who are free like a bird.
Free
right?
like a bird,
right.
No commitments.
That's what we're talking about.
I'd
here.
Say a month. You can do it in a month or two, but most people are like, well, we gotta give people 6 months notice, destination wedding, you know, we gotta plan a lot of things.
So and that's 6 true. Months is the answer.
Yeah, I'd say 6 months. So,
okay.
Yeah. 1 year of dating, you propose, and then 6 months would be the two minimums.
All right. Now, what's your question?
So
to
my
me
question
again?
To you is, how do you feel about this? You know, I mean, look, it's 2018. We're all forward-thinking people. Everyone's advanced. What do you think about this like trend of just staying engaged, never getting married? How do you feel about what?
I'm not bothered by it at all. Here's what I would say to answer your question, Hooman.
Yes.
I would say that I grew up in a family where my parents stayed married. There was no divorce. They got married. In fact. Right out of high school. So they were high school sweethearts who got married and stayed that way till my dad passed.
Mm.
So I have that as a model, and yet I don't see that as the ideal necessarily. Or maybe I did when I was young, but now I've been around a little bit. I'm older. I feel like I don't necessarily need to be married. I just don't. Now, what I've come across in my own life was we had a kid. We're looking at having another kid.
Uh-oh.
There's some name confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I did get some questions as to my commitment to our relationship. And as we were in counseling, there was no doubt because we were on, I don't know what, we were on the outs. We were,
uh-oh.
It was falling apart and we were trying to figure it out. So that was one of the things that was brought to my attention is that we didn't have combined bank accounts. I'm real good at keeping everything separate.
Yes.
So I had to sort of make some
adjustments.
I had to make some gestures towards the middle, which helped us sort of solve some problems we were having.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm more, I get why it's probably the right move for us to get married. For the kid's sake, for her sake. I still don't necessarily need it, though. It still doesn't matter to me at all. It won't make me feel more committed or less committed. To me, that's something that everyone else seems to sort of grind on but me.
Oh, I love that you're doing it.
I totally agree with you.
With everything he just said?
Yes. I mean, look, I feel like I'm with somebody who I really want to be with.
Mm-hmm.
And what is this piece of paper that's a certification of us, you know, supposedly saying we're binded by
symbol
marriage.
Symbol of your love.
I guess. I mean, I'm fine with it or not. It's not a big deal to me. I think Miley's doing it right.
I'm with you. So Miley doesn't have kids, and that's the thing that I agree with most is that here's two people. They each have their own money. They're young. They don't have kids. Why would they rush down the aisle when trying to separate if things don't work out is so difficult.
Messy.
That is not worth the trouble, in my opinion.
How long is too long to be engaged, Hooman?
Well, look, I've known people that have been engaged for like 5, 6, 7 years, and I'm like, yeah, I think that's a problem.
Why is it a problem?
Because, you know, you might as well just walk down the aisle and formalize your commitment, like, you know, and work through the tough times. People aren't getting married, I feel, because, you know, they want an easy out, but...
I was engaged for 14 years.
Yeah, you said.
Yeah.
Look at you said.
I got the record here.
You do have the record.
While I agree that if you've got kids, you don't want to be able to just, you know, walk up, get on down the road, catch the very next train that looks good to you. That's not cool, because you have started a family with someone, and you should try to work through... That said... When it's time to break up, it shouldn't absolutely decimate your lives and take over every... You know how many people are getting divorced and they can't function? They're trying to go to work and they got lawyers and they're fighting over the family animal and where everyone's going to live and who's going to be with... It becomes so messy and so contentious and so hostile. That part scares the living you-know-what out of me. Oof.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Someone's pointing out 707 Hooman, Goldie Hawn, and Kurt Russell never got married. True.
Yeah, but she lets him bone other people, though.
They have an
open
marriage.
They got a deal going on. Yeah.
Anyway, so what's the deal with them? So they're still,
they say we're perfectly happy. We have no drama. It's everyone else around us that wants us to get married. I don't like it.
510, whom in been engaged 20 years, together 28. No intention of making it legal.
Nice.
Well,
whatever,
done. Nice
whatever
to
works
that.
For you, really.
You know, what's funny is that we did our taxes jointly for the first time last year. And the lady, there's two people, they're husband and wife, but they're also, they're the business. And she goes, don't get married. It will not help you guys tax-wise. And I thought, wow, that's surprising coming from her when usually that's in my experiences, women tend to be the ones that say, get married already. What are you waiting for?
Hmm.
The opposite is what I heard.
That's interesting.
That's logic.
Is it?
That's professionals at work.
Next story.
Do you want me to go again? You ready, Izzy?
Yeah, I mean, I got two stories, but go ahead and finish yours.
So, this is really interesting. Do you know who Dave Bautista is?
I don't know that
Dave.
Name. I saw so that name in the news.
Is it B-A-U-T?
It's B-A-U-T-I-S-T-A.
Bautista, yeah.
He is one of the five characters on Guardians of the Galaxy. So there's a raccoon in a tree. There's Chris Pine, Zoe Saldana. And then there's a bald guy with gray skin and red tattoos. That's Dave Bautista.
The big dude?
Yeah, the big bald guy. Yeah.
Huh.
He's Drax the Destroyer. He's one of the good guys on Guardians of the Galaxy. And he's really upset by everything that's gone down with James Gunn, the director of Guardians of the Galaxy. And as we all know, James Gunn tweeted some stuff back in 2008 that's hugely inappropriate about children and sex. It's really, like, super offensive.
Yeah,
like, it's weird that you would not only think those things, but type them out, too. But Dave is really upset, and he says if they get rid of the script that James Gunn wrote, he's going to walk off of the set, like he's going to leave. He's going to be asked to be released from his contract. He's going to walk away from the Marvel Universe. And he wants to make a stand on this. He says, fine, they fired him, but don't, like, eliminate him entirely. At least leave his script.
Hmm.
So he's standing by his buddy, and he's really upset at these cyber Nazis for digging into this guy's past and revealing all of these things he said. And he goes, look, at the end of the day, I'm going to do what I'm legally obligated to do. But if they
so
don't...
So he's going to do the movie.
Yeah, he's going to end up doing the movie.
In other words, he's going to shut up and go to work.
Right.
Well, good for him that he's standing by his buddy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what to say about it. I spoke on it at length last time we discussed it last week, which is I hate that, you know, first of all, sensibilities change. They've changed a lot over the years, no question. And they change by location as well. I mean, we certainly see different people feel differently on the East Coast as they do on the whatever. So, and, you know, the 80s and 90s, the 90s in particular, we were pushing the envelope on purpose on the radio, weren't you?
Yes, absolutely.
We're going for it. And our bosses was like, make the phone ring.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want you to do. That's not like that anymore at all. In fact, they're like, you made the phone ring. You're fired. Right?
Right.
Yep.
And we all tiptoe around. There's no question.
Yeah.
So I don't like that. But in the end, if he wants to be part of corporate life and corporations have stockholders they have to answer to, that's something he has to face. He was tweeting that stuff. Mm-hmm. And Disney goes, we can't have someone on our payroll that is responsible for these. That's pretty normal, isn't it?
Yeah, that's going to cost us money. Get out.
It's pretty normal.
Yeah.
So they're not saying he can't be in Hollywood anymore. They're just saying you can't work for us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So he can go get other gigs, right? Hooman?
He can.
Easy.
But the yeah, well,
maybe.
Right?
I don't know. Probably maybe S has to die down first. Lady Gaga is going to Las Vegas.
Oh, good. She's going to do a
She's going to do a residency in December. And this is very cool. She is offering fans two kinds of shows. She announced this morning that she'll kick off the first of 27 performances at the Park Theater December 28th. And I believe the Park Theater is at the Park MGM on the Strip. Now, the first show, Lady Gaga Enigma, that's going to highlight the pop star's biggest and upbeat hits. While the second kind of show she's offering, Lady Gaga Jazz and Piano, and that's just what you think, will feature more stripped-down songs, and tickets go on sale.
Well, didn't she do an album with Tony Bennett?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I can see that she would
maybe got the inspiration from that.
Cool. Good for her. You know what? I've seen her live, and she crushed. Uh-huh. She was so good. Like, good a voice, danced the whole time, had a great stage show. She's good.
When you saw that show, did she do, say, a combination of both these kinds of things? Was she ever on piano that you remember?
I believe she was on piano, but I don't think she was doing, it was more of a dance show than anything else.
High energy.
Yeah,
so.
It was high energy and mostly dance.
I would love to go see the jazz and piano show.
So, oh, really? Yeah, if you had got to choose, you'd choose that.
Absolutely. Yes, huh. I love her piano playing. I love her. Her voice is amazing. Tickets go on sale for this Vegas residency for Lady Gaga August 13th. And Hooman, are you going to be reviewing A Star Is Born?
Hell yeah. So I went back and just watched the Judy Garland version to prepare myself.
She's doing the remake of that alongside Bradley Cooper, and who also directed and co-wrote the film. That opens in theaters August 5th. So...
October 5th, right?
Yes, I'm sorry, October 5th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, do you guys have the Johnny Depp story?
I do.
Oh, you do?
You want
have
me to
it?
Do it right now?
Well, yes. I mean, unless you want to save it for the next hour.
I have so many stories, please.
Okay.
We got a lot of stories today.
Give me one sec here. Okay, so this is an interesting thing. Yeah, starts off by saying, yesterday was good news, bad news for Johnny Depp. So Disney says, hey, even though Pirates of the Caribbean is slowly but surely dying down, we're going to do another one.
Is that right?
So, yeah, the last Pirates of the Caribbean, the story says, was the worst performer of the franchise. I'm sure it made at least $100 million. And it wasn't critically acclaimed either, but they're still going to do another one. So that's sort of the good news. Then came the bad news, which is his movie about Biggie and Tupac, their murderers, City of Lies, has been pulled from the theater just a month before it was supposed to be released.
Oh, really?
So that was the story that I hadn't heard about the Pirates thing. But first of all, the Biggie story is riveting to me because it happened right around the same time Tupac was murdered. These are two huge stars,
right?
And still unsolved murders. It makes no sense. So then on top of it, here's this movie that Johnny Depp's doing about the unsolved Biggie murder, and I'm interested. I assume it's gonna be good. I want to see what sort of angle they're coming in at. And for it to be dropped, does that mean this movie sucks?
No, so this is what the rumors are. The Hollywood Reporter is suggesting that because of the bad press that Johnny's been getting lately, it's going to be hard to make it through the movie campaign. You know, Yuzette and I were talking yesterday about Kevin Spacey, because every day I kind of look up to see what's going on with, like, Matt Lauer and Harvey Weinstein. And Kramer. Yeah, I just want to see what all these, like, even CeeLo. I'm, like, always like, hey, I wonder if anyone's going to recover. Like,
and even we were talking about Charlie Rose this
Charlie
morning.
Charlie Rose, so, yeah. Because, you know, he's not recovering in the hospital. But, Kevin Spacey has a movie coming out that no one is talking about, no one wants to distribute, called Billionaire Boys Club. And they made the trailer go from like 2 minutes, 30 seconds to 1 minute. And they only put him in about 4 seconds of the trailer. And this movie is like, has a bunch of huge stars in it. The guy from Baby Driver. And no one is doing the movie campaign. They're not distributing it. They're not letting anyone know about it. You guys haven't heard about it. I'm waiting to see it. But
I've heard of the title. But yeah. Nothing else about it.
So it's either supposed to come out this week or next week.
Oh, man. Hey, so going back to the Biggie movie,
yeah,
are they just shelving it and waiting for?
Yeah, they're postponing it. So this is what they're gonna do. So Fantastic Beasts and the Crimes of Grindelwald, which also stars Johnny Depp, is coming out in November. They're gonna see how that plays out. Mm-hmm. They're gonna see if Johnny's able to rebound.
The Rolling Stone article was terrible. It was terrible.
You're like, right.
It shows him in a bad light, and I don't mean all of the stuff that went down with Amber Heard, where we actually had audio of him screaming all drunkenly.
Right.
I just mean it shows him in a so far out of touch way.
Arrogant.
Yeah. And the money thing where you're like, he's got money problems, but he's actually sort of bold about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I was drinking $30,000 bottles of wine all the time. Like, he just goes,
of course I would.
Boy, I don't have any sorrow for you at all. Like, anyway, so it didn't look good. So I'm not surprised but I'd still want to see the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I can see why the studio heads are nervous, but I wouldn't go see it. I can't go see movies because I got a baby coming.
We'd have to get a screener for you.
Right. But I do want to see it. And I hope they have an interesting angle on it because that is a weird thing.
Yeah, I hope we learn something new than everything else that's been out there, which we haven't learned a whole lot.
Right.
All right. Well, it's 7:28. Sarah's out, by the way, if you haven't noticed. But we are live. I've got news and a few songs after these. It's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sarah's out. We are here live, though. We're looking for fall interns. So if you're in school and you'd like to come and work with us and get a look at radio, and, you know, it's certainly a possibility. So we'd love to have you. You can send an email to Yuzette. You got to send a cover letter and some kind of a resume?
Resume. Mm-hmm.
To Uzette@RadioAlice.com. That's UZETTE@RadioAlice.com.
And the hours are 5 a.m. to 10 a.m., 2 to 3 times a week, Monday through Friday.
That seems to be the biggest issue the kids have, is the hours.
Getting here.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and it's a paid internship, too, so that's an incentive.
You're paid, so quit your bitching.
I did it for free.
That's right. When Bryn was doing his internship, he had to do it for Brett.
Happily, though, I really enjoyed it.
You did like Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
Yeah, I think, I did for a while, though. I think
and
lucky
you now.
I double up on semesters and try to get as much of radio as I could before I got my foot deep.
Yeah.
It was fun. Had a great time.
And lucky you now.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got the steering wheel of the whole show this morning.
I do. So if the train wreck happens, it's my fault.
Right.
So it is about 10 minutes after 7, and we're going to do celebrity trash.
Yeah, we're going to have Hooman start us off.
All right. So Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth are always in the news, and it's mostly because everyone keeps thinking they're going to break up. Because they haven't tied the knot. So
it's so funny how that creates somehow this weird interest. Like, you haven't married, so is something wrong? Are you against marriage?
Are
or
you
maybe,
breaking
yeah,
up?
Yeah, what the God? Don't you have enough troubles in your own life?
Well, the reason I did this story is because, you know, both you and Bryn are engaged and living in sin.
Right.
And these two were engaged back in 2016. And this was a symbol of their commitment. But now Miley's like, this is enough. I don't want to get married.
Oh, good on her.
This engagement is a big enough symbol of our commitment to one another. And we'll just leave it right here. How do you guys feel about this? I mean, this seems to be at the place where both of you are at.
I'll tell you in a second. Let me ask you a question. As the most godly person on the show.
Play my song. Yeah.
Nobody can say no.
And probably the person who's been to more weddings than anybody on the show.
Yes.
All of us put together.
My question to you is, what is the right amount of time to court before you propose first? That's the first question.
It's a two-parter.
Mm-hmm. What is the right amount of time?
Let me write this down, okay.
You don't need to. Go ahead and answer that part. What is the right amount of time to court before you propose?
I think you should date for at least 1 year.
And should you live together prior to marriage?
Well, statistically, I'm just going to tell you the odds of you getting divorced are higher if you live together first. I know everyone hates that stat,
is that
but
from heavyermetal.net?
It's the truth.
And what is the proper amount of time for the, I guess you'd call that the engagement phase? Now you've proposed, but you're not married yet. What's the right amount of time in between the proposal and the wedding day?
I'd say between... Well, the thing about the wedding is you have to give people time. You have to give everyone notice that you're having a wedding. That, if you've got like badass spontaneous friends who are super cool.
Like you.
That's right. I'd say.
Who are free like a bird.
Free
right?
like a bird. Right. No commitment.
That's what we're talking about.
I'd say a month. You can do it in a month or two. But most people are like, well, we got to give people 6 months notice. Destination wedding. You know, we got to plan a lot of things.
So and that's 6 true. Months is the answer.
Yeah, I'd say 6 months. So, okay. Yeah. 1 year of dating, you propose, and then 6 months. Those would be the two minimums.
All right. Now, what's your question?
So
to me
my
again?
Question to you is, how do you feel about this? You know, I mean, look, it's 2018. We're all forward-thinking people. Everyone's advanced. What do you think about this like trend of just staying engaged, never getting married? How do you feel about what
I'm not bothered by it at all. Here's what I would say to answer your question, Hooman. Yes. I would say that I grew up in a family where my parents stayed married. There was no divorce. They got married, in fact, right out of high school. So they were high school sweethearts who got married and stayed that way till my dad passed. Mm. So I have that as a model, and yet I don't see that as the ideal necessarily. Or maybe I did when I was young, but now I've been around a little bit. I'm older. I feel like I don't necessarily need to be married. I just don't. Now, what I've come across in my own life was we had a kid. We're looking at having another kid. Uh-oh. There's some name confusion. Mm-hmm. Also, I did get some questions as to my commitment to our relationship. And as we were in counseling, there was no doubt because we were on, I don't know what, we were on the outs. It was falling apart and we were trying to figure it out. So that was one of the things that was brought to my attention is that we didn't have combined bank accounts. I'm real good at keeping everything separate.
Yes.
So I had to sort of make some
adjustments.
I had to make some gestures towards the middle, which helped us sort of solve some problems we were having. Mm-hmm. So now I'm more, I get why it's probably the right move for us to get married for the kid's sake, for her sake. I still don't necessarily need it, though. It still doesn't matter to me at all. It won't make me feel more committed or less committed. To me, that's something that everyone else seems to sort of grind on but me.
Oh, I love that you're doing it.
I totally agree with you.
With everything he just said?
Yes. I mean, look, I feel like I'm with somebody who I really want to be with. Mm. And what is this piece of paper that's a certification of us, you know, supposedly saying we're binded by
symbol
marriage.
Symbol of your love.
I guess. I mean, I'm fine with it or not. It's not a big deal to me. I think Miley's doing it right.
I'm with you. So Miley doesn't have kids, and that's the thing that I agree with most is that here's two people. They each have their own money. They're young. They don't have kids. Why would they rush down the aisle when trying to separate if things don't work out is so difficult.
Messy.
That is not worth the trouble, in my opinion.
How long is too long to be engaged, Hooman?
Well, look, I've known people that have been engaged for like 5, 6, 7 years, and I'm like, yeah, I think that's a problem.
Why is it a problem?
Because, you know, you might as well just walk down the aisle and formalize your commitment, like, you know, and work through the tough times. People aren't getting married, I feel, because, you know, they want an easy out, but
Well, look. Engaged for 14 years.
Yeah, you said. Yeah. Look at you, Zach.
I got the record here.
You do have the record.
While I agree that if you've got kids, you don't want to be able to just, you know, walk up, get on down the road, catch the very next train that looks good to you. That's not cool because you have started a family with someone and you should try to work through. That said, when it's time to break up, it shouldn't absolutely decimate your lives and take over every. You know how many people are getting divorced and they can't function? They're trying to go to work and they got lawyers and they're fighting over the family animal and where everyone's going to live and who's going to be with. It becomes so messy and so contentious and so hostile. I just, that part scares the living you know what out of me. Oof.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Someone's pointing out 707 Human, Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell never got married. True.
Yeah, but she lets him bone other people, though.
They have an open
marriage.
They
got a deal going on. Yeah.
Anyway, so what's the deal with them? So they say
we're perfectly happy. We have no drama. It's everyone else around us that wants us to get married. I don't like it.
I don't like it. 510 Human, been engaged 20 years, together 28, no intention of making it legal.
Nice.
Well, whatever nice whatever to works that. For you, really.
You know what's funny is that we did our taxes jointly for the first time last year, and the lady, there's two people, their husband and wife, but they're the business. And she goes, don't get married. It will not help you guys tax-wise. And I thought, wow, that's surprising coming from her when usually that's in my experiences, women tend to be the ones that say, get married already. What are you waiting for?
Hmm.
The opposite is what I heard.
That's interesting.
That's logic.
Is it?
That's professionals at work.
Next story.
Do you want me to go again? You ready, Izzy?
Yeah, I mean, I got two stories, but go ahead and finish yours.
So, this is really interesting. Do you know who Dave Bautista is?
I don't know that name. I saw that name in the news.
Is it B-A-U-T?
It's B-A-U-T-I-S-T-A.
Bautista, yeah.
He is one of the five characters on Guardians of the Galaxy. So there's a raccoon in a tree. There's Chris Pine, Zoe Saldana. And then there's a bald guy with gray skin and red tattoos. That's Dave Bautista.
The big dude?
Yeah, the big bald guy. Yeah.
Huh.
He's Drax the Destroyer. He's one of the good guys on Guardians of the Galaxy. And he's really upset by everything that's gone down with James Gunn, the director of Guardians of the Galaxy. And as we all know, James Gunn tweeted some stuff back in 2008 that's hugely inappropriate about children and sex. It's really, like,
disturbing,
super offensive.
Yeah,
like, it's weird that you would not only think those things, but type them out, too. But Dave is really upset, and he says if they get rid of the script that James Gunn wrote, he's going to walk off of the set. Like, he's going to leave. He's going to be asked to be released from his contract. He's going to walk away from the Marvel Universe. And he wants to make a stand on this. He says, fine, they fired him, but don't, like, eliminate him entirely. At least leave his script. So he's standing by his buddy, and he's really upset at these cyber Nazis for digging into this guy's past and revealing all of these things he said. And he goes, look, at the end of the day, I'm going to do what I'm legally obligated to do. But if they
so
don't...
So he's going to do the movie.
Yeah, he's going to end up doing the movie.
In other words, he's going to shut up and go to work.
Right.
Well, good for him that he's standing by his buddy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what to say about it. I spoke on it at length last time we discussed it last week, which is I hate that, you know, first of all, sensibilities change. They've changed a lot over the years, no question. And they change by location as well. I mean, we certainly see different people feel differently on the East Coast as they do on the whatever. So, and, you know, the 80s and 90s, the 90s in particular, we were pushing the envelope on purpose on the radio, weren't you?
Yes, absolutely.
We're going for it. And our bosses was like, make the phone ring.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want you to do. That's not like that anymore at all. In fact, they're like, you made the phone ring. You're fired. Right?
Right.
Yep.
And we all tiptoe around. There's no question.
Yeah.
So I don't like that. But in the end, if he wants to be part of corporate life and corporations have stockholders they have to answer to, that's something he has to face. He was tweeting that stuff. Mm-hmm. And Disney goes, we can't have someone on our payroll that is responsible for these. That's pretty normal, isn't
it?
Yeah,
that's going to cost us money. Get out.
It's pretty normal.
Yeah.
So they're not saying he can't be in Hollywood anymore. They're just saying you can't work for us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So he can go get other gigs, right? Hooman?
He can.
Easy.
But the yeah, well.
Maybe.
Right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Probably maybe S has to die down first. Lady Gaga is going to Las Vegas.
Oh, good. She's going to do a...
She's going to do a residency in December. And this is very cool. She is offering fans two kinds of shows. She announced this morning that she'll kick off the first of 27 performances at the Park Theater December 28th. And I believe the Park Theater is at the Park MGM on the Strip. Now, the first show, Lady Gaga Enigma, that's going to highlight the pop star's biggest and upbeat hits, while the second kind of show she's offering, Lady Gaga Jazz and Piano, and that's just what you think, will feature more stripped-down songs, and tickets go on sale.
Well, didn't she do an album with Tony Bennett?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I can see that she would
maybe got the inspiration from that.
Cool. Good for her. You know what? I've seen her live, and she crushed.
Uh-huh.
She was so good. Like, good a voice, danced the whole time, had a great stage show. She's good.
When you saw that show, did she do, say, a combination of both these kinds of things? Was she ever on piano that you remember?
I believe she was on piano, but I don't think she was doing... It was more of a dance show than anything else.
High energy.
Yeah,
so.
It was high energy and mostly dance.
I would love to go see the jazz and piano show.
So, oh, really? Yeah, if you had got to choose, you'd choose that.
Absolutely. Yes. Huh. I love her piano playing. I love her. Her voice is amazing. Tickets go on sale for this Vegas residency for Lady Gaga August 13th. And Hooman, are you going to be reviewing A Star Is Born?
Hell yeah. So I went back and just watched the Judy Garland version to prepare myself.
She's doing the remake of that alongside Bradley Cooper, and who also directed and co-wrote the film. That opens in theaters August 5th. So,
October 5th, right?
Yes, I'm sorry, October 5th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, do you guys have the Johnny Depp story?
I do.
Oh, you do?
You want me to do it right now?
Well, yes. I mean, unless you want to save it for the next hour.
I have so many stories, please.
Okay.
We got a lot of stories today.
Give me one sec here. Okay, so this is an interesting thing. Yeah, the story starts off by saying, yesterday was good news, bad news for Johnny Depp.
Who dropped Johnny?
So Disney says, hey, even though Pirates of the Caribbean is slowly but surely dying down, we're going to do another one.
Is that right?
So, yeah, the last Pirates of the Caribbean, the story says, was the worst performer of the franchise. I'm sure it made at least $100 million. And it wasn't critically acclaimed either, but they're still going to do another one. So that's sort of the good news. Then came the bad news, which is his movie about Biggie and Tupac, their murderers, City of Lies, has been pulled from the theater just a month before it was supposed to be released.
Oh, really?
So that was the story that I hadn't heard about the Pirates thing. But first of all, the Biggie story is riveting to me because it happened right around the same time Tupac was murdered. These are two huge stars,
right?
And still unsolved murders. It makes no sense. So then on top of it, here's this movie that Johnny Depp's doing about the unsolved Biggie murder, and I'm interested. I assume it's gonna be good. I want to see what sort of angle they're coming in at. And for it to be dropped, does that mean this movie sucks?
No. So this is what the rumors are. The Hollywood Reporter is suggesting that because of the bad press that Johnny's been getting lately, it's going to be hard to make it through the movie campaign. You know, Yuzette and I were talking yesterday about Kevin Spacey, because every day I kind of look up to see what's going on with, like, Matt Lauer and Harvey Weinstein.
You
and,
do?
And Kramer. Yeah, I just want to see what all these, like, even CeeLo. I'm, like, always like, hey, I wonder if anyone's going to recover. Like,
and even we were talking about Charlie Rose this morning.
Charlie Rose, too, yeah. Because, you know, he's not recovering in the hospital. But, Kevin Spacey has a movie coming out that no one is talking about, no one wants to distribute, called Billionaire Boys Club. And they made the trailer go from, like, 2 minutes, 30 seconds to 1 minute, and they only put him in about 4 seconds of the trailer. And this movie is, like, has a bunch of huge stars in it, the guy from Baby Driver, and no one is doing the movie campaign. They're not distributing it. They're not letting anyone know about it. You guys haven't heard about it. I'm waiting to see it. But
I've heard of the title, but yeah, nothing else about it.
So it's either supposed to come out this week or next week.
Oh, man. Hey, so going back to the Biggie movie,
yeah,
are they just shelving it and waiting for...
Yeah, they're postponing it. So this is what they're going to do. So Fantastic Beasts and the Crimes of Grindelwald, which also stars Johnny Depp, is coming out in November. They're going to see how that plays out. Mm-hmm. They're going to see if Johnny's able to rebound.
The Rolling Stone article was terrible. It was terrible.
You're
like,
right.
It shows him in a bad light.
Mm.
And I don't mean all of the stuff that went down with Amber Heard, where we actually had audio of him screaming all drunkenly.
Right.
I just mean it shows him in a so far out of touch way.
Arrogant.
Yeah. And the money thing, where you're like, he's got money problems, but he's actually sort of bold about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I was drinking $30,000 bottles of wine all the time. Like, you just go,
of course I would.
Boy, I don't have any sorrow for you at all. Like, anyway, so it didn't look good. So I'm not surprised but I'd still want to see the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I can see why the studio heads are nervous, but I wouldn't go see it. I can't go see movies because I got a baby coming.
We'd have to get a screener for you.
Right. But I do want to see it. And I hope they have an interesting angle on it, because that is a weird thing.
Yeah, I hope we learn something new than everything else that's been out there, which we haven't learned a whole lot.
Right.
All right. Well, at 7:28, Sarah's out, by the way, if you haven't noticed. But we are live. I've got news and a few songs after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.